John chapter 6, starting in verse 66. We come to some very, very special scriptures here. All of them are special. Jesus here was speaking about to his disciples and teaching. He was the great teacher. He still is. He was instructing them about himself, about some deep spiritual things, that he was the bread of, that he is the bread of life, that he that come to him shall never hunger, and he that believeth on him should never thirst. He was teaching them that many different things that they needed to try to understand, that about himself. And we read coming up to this that there was many of his disciples that when they heard these things that he was teaching, that they said, "This is a hard saying, and who can hear it or who can understand it?" In verse 66, it tells us that from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" I think sometimes it's hard for us to understand that there was some during Jesus, the Son of God, he was here in the flesh and teaching them about himself, and there was some that just walked away. Actually, many that walked away. And he turns to his 12. He turns to those 12 and he says, "Will you also go away?" And Simon Peter answered him. He says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." What wonderful response that Peter had to Jesus' question. "Will you also go away?" I don't think Peter had to think very long about his answer. I mean, we don't know. I think it was very quick. I think it was in his heart. "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Jesus truly is, as he said of himself, the way, the truth, and the life. The thought we have tonight is just give me Jesus. As we were trying to pray and prepare our heart for this week, I'll tell you, the Lord has just been beating in my heart and my life that the answer for all of our woes, brothers and sisters, and the cry of our hearts should truly be, just give me Jesus. Now, there are a lot of people here tonight, and there are many out in this world, and there's many circumstances that we all fall into. There are many things that those of us that have been saved by God's grace, there's some here that are young, some that are older in age, some are middle age. There are some whose lives were had a bad upbringing, childhood. There are some who have had pasts that many of us don't even know that you might be sitting next to. We all come from different walks, different backgrounds. We all have different life stories in which we have come from. We're all different. And there's a few of these things that have come on my heart that we want to try to address with the Word of God tonight. And maybe you fall into some of these categories, and maybe you don't. Maybe there'll be some here this week during the revival, if we continue to have more time, that will fall into these bins, if you will. But there may be some here even tonight that have been newly converted and are growing in the Lord. Well, it was wonderful to come here today and hear the testimonies of those who were baptized. Some getting saved 3 years ago. Some a little bit longer. Some maybe even shorter than that. Babes in Christ, starting their walk with Him, following Christ in baptism, declaring to the world who they are. It's a wonderful thing. You're young in your faith and you're just soaking everything all in. You have a wonderful zeal. There may be some here tonight that have been saved for many years and are struggling to grow to be a disciple of Christ. Maybe that's you. Sometimes we don't want to admit these things to ourselves. We most certainly don't want to admit these things to others because it may be embarrassing. There may be some that are saved here tonight that are struggling with sin that nobody knows about. There may be some that have been saved by God's grace here tonight or here this week that have done so much in their life or have been so beaten down they're about to give up hope. There may be some here tonight in that boat. There may be some that have been saved here tonight that feel distant from Christ, that are lacking purpose and direction. There may be some here tonight who do have spiritual direction, yet feel stuck. In the situation of life that they are in. You know, these are just some that the Lord just put on my heart as I was praying and I was asking the Lord to help us tonight, to encourage one another. This is real life things, and this doesn't even cover all of us. This doesn't even cover the depthness of and the deepness of the things in which we struggle with as Christians. But I want you to know tonight that in every one of these situations, that there is one solution for you. And that's it is that you need more of Jesus. More of Him in your life. Not less. Now there may be some here tonight, and we want to most certainly address those that have not been saved, those who are lost, and you know it. There's some that are here tonight that possibly the Lord, that they might feel the for the very first time conviction set in their heart to know that they're separated from Him. There might be some here tonight that are lost and they know that they're separated from Christ and they have been in that shape for a long time trying to figure out how to get saved and can't understand why. That they can't get it. There may be some here that are lost, who are confused. Some that think they might be saved, but are doubting because they were expecting something more to happen when the Lord saved them. We just heard a testimony tonight. That there may be some here tonight and maybe this week who thought they were saved but are not. I'm not the judge of these things, but I know who is. Amen. And I want you to know, sinner friend, that the only thing you need tonight that you need to be concerned with from your heart is that you need Jesus. You see, all of these things, there is one answer. And that's Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that simple? Isn't that what we have been called to proclaim to the world is Jesus? He has the remedy for all of these things. You know, when the Lord saved you, He doesn't say, okay, I'm done with you, good job. Oh no, that's the beginning. That's the beginning of your life. That's the beginning of your relationship with an almighty Savior, with the Creator of the world. Oh, just give me Jesus. I got saved when I was 12 years old, and as the Lord had burdened my heart with this tonight, I began to thought as I reviewed some of these things, and I said, oh, I've been in every single one of these categories. And I'm so thankful that Jesus was the answer for me. To help me when I'm discouraged, to pull me up out of that pit, to set my feet on a solid rock. To help me when I was helpless, to help pull me back in when I was far from Him. He's been there for me all along. And I'm thankful tonight that I can stand here and tell you that this man behind this book board tonight, in the cry of my heart, is just to give me Jesus. As we get into the Word of God tonight, I hope and pray that He move in our hearts tonight, not only tonight, every day that He gives us. Where's your heart tonight? Is your heart crying to give me more of Jesus? Well, the Word of God is good. So as we look tonight at some of these things, I want to encourage you tonight. You might be far from the Lord. You might be far from Christ, but He's not far from you. You might be facing discouragement tonight, but He's right there ready and willing to lift you up tonight. You know that? You might not be where you want to be, but you know He's ready and willing to get you right next to Him where you could feel His presence. You know He wants that. Oftentimes, it's the desire of our own heart that is separating us from that closeness that He desires. To the new convert, Mark chapter 10. We read of an account that is given to us of Bartimaeus, who was blind, and he was a beggar at the roadside, and here comes Jesus. And oh, what a fine day that was for Bartimaeus. We know how the account goes. As Jesus was passing by, Bartimaeus cried out loud, right? "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And oh, what did he want in his heart, folks? What did he know that he never received in the past all his life? We see that he had an undying quench, something that was not quenched by the worldly things. He called out even louder and didn't care who wanted to know. Listen, he called out for Jesus. Yeah. His heart called out, "Just give me Jesus." Jesus stopped, and we know that he stood still and called him to him. And Jesus said to him in that last verse, Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Sometimes we look over this next part. And immediately he received his sight, and then what? He followed Jesus in the way. I'll tell you, that's wonderful instruction. If you are a new convert to Christ and he has newly saved you, listen, this is good admonition for you. What you need in your newborn life is Jesus. You need to follow him. Don't go back into the world in which you came from. You've been made brand new in Christ Jesus. He gave you something that the world could not give to you. Bartimaeus, he could have went away. He was blind. He could have received his sight and went about his way to go do all kinds of things in this world, but he didn't. Scripture leaves us in this in here for us, I believe, that is very important, is that he followed Jesus in the way. Those of you that have been newly saved, you need to follow Jesus in the way. Do not look to the left and do not look to the right, but stay focused on Jesus, because he's never going to fail you. Be encouraged by the Word of God tonight. Sometimes it's discouraging being a new convert to Christ, and sometimes you get to seeing the bickering and all of this content that goes on with people that say they're Christians. I have seen and talked with many people who get discouraged when they come across Christians that proclaim to be Christians, and they're just bitter and they get discouraged and they walk away because they see those who proclaim to be Christians not following Jesus. I just want to encourage you today. That's not right. Follow Jesus in the way tonight. May your heart cry, "Just give me Jesus." Matthew chapter 11. For those of you that might be here tonight that are struggling in your walk with Christ, who are overburdened with the pressures and the prangs of life, listen, it's okay to admit these things. It's okay to not be able to handle the pressures of life, to be overburdened with all the things that might be coming down on you tonight. But I want you to know that all of those things that we try to bear ourselves, that we try to carry, that we try to be strong for, if you will. Listen, those pressures will hold us away from the closeness that you could have with Christ. Listen, if we want closeness with him, if we want revival, if we want him to be in our lives more than we've ever wanted, he's given us instruction. And I'll tell you, none of these things are new. These are very simple truths, brothers and sisters. Listen, Christ says this, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and you've heard this preached and taught on many times. What is it that Jesus says? He says, those of you that are overburdened with the things of this world, that are struggling in your Christian walk, he says, come unto me. This is Jesus speaking. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That means those that are fatigued and are overburdened. He says, I will give you rest. Christian, are you burdened and overworked? Are you feeling the pressures of life that are hard to handle? He says, come unto me. Oh, so often we try to handle things on our own. We try to handle and go to all the things of this world. Jesus simply says, come unto me. I'm telling you, this is good instruction. We overlook these simple truths. We think this life is hard. We think these things that are weighing us down are too much to get over. But listen, we have Christ as our Savior. He is what you need tonight. He is what we need in our hearts to truly have revival. But do you believe that? He says, take my yoke upon you. You know, those of you that know, that are farmers, know what that is. And I'm not going to explain it tonight. But the meaning of this is to join together or to couple together. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He says, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Walk with me and learn of me. Oh, isn't that wonderful? He says, I am meek and lowly in heart. He says, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I don't know your life and what's going on. I'll tell you, even Brother Jason probably doesn't know what's all going on in the congregation and what's going on in your lives. But Christ does. And your walk with Christ is so valuable to him. Your relationship with your Savior should be priority for you. And if you're carrying these things that are weighing you down, that are preventing you from testifying, that are preventing you from worshiping your God, from worshiping and testifying about how great He is and what He is to you, listen, come unto Him. The cry of our hearts in this condition should be, give me Jesus. And learn of me, he says. John 16. To those who are discouraged tonight, discouragement is a thief. Discouragement in walking in this world will rob us, of course, of the closeness with Christ that we need. It's easy to get discouraged, isn't it? If you're a Christian, you've never been discouraged in the way, I want to talk to you. I want to know how you're able to evade that part. But boy, it's easy to fall in discouragement, isn't it? It is easy to get to a point to where you're just really ready to give up. You say, what use is it? I've had many, many brothers and sisters, far too many, that have given up on the Lord, that has given up on His church, that has given up on all the things that they proclaim to love, their families, some good brothers and sisters that I love very dearly that have went away and walked no more with Christ. Far too many. Maybe you're just about there. Maybe you're in a state of discouragement tonight. Maybe you're ready to just to give up. This was before the arrest of Jesus. Jesus was instructing them that they're going to be scattered soon. And what was going to take place? That he was going to be leaving them alone. And it says in the 33rd verse, John 16:33, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." You know, oftentimes when we're discouraged and we're ready to give up hope, we don't have the peace of Christ here. We're relying on all of the things that are cropping up in our minds to distract us and dissuade us. We're letting the adversary creep in and steal the joy of our salvation. Here, Christ was getting ready. He was telling his disciples, this is going to happen. And he says that in me, I found that, I underlined that. In me, that you might have peace. And then he qualifies this. See, Jesus understands what we're going through, folks. You think you're going through some things that nobody understands? Well, you might be right that nobody here may understand, but Jesus knows, and he will understand. He tells us that in this world, ye shall have tribulation. We're going to have trouble here. Scripture tells us that man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Why do we think that our life is going to be any different? And when we think that we shouldn't have trouble, we live in America where we feel like we should not have any trouble. We feel like every day should be just a walk in the park, that everything should be given to us, that all these things that we enjoy, we get complacent. And then when some trouble comes in our life, we say, oh, woe's me. I can't stand. I can't have this trouble. Jesus was telling his disciples here, and he's telling us, the world hasn't changed, folks. In this world, we're going to have trouble. But then he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Oh boy, isn't that good news? He has overcome the world. He wasn't even crucified yet. He wasn't even risen from the grave yet. But just as he said, it's good as done.
Amen.
Oh, the trouble that we go through and the discouragement that we get into. Don't you know that we are to rely? Our first, oftentimes, is we want to put all the focus on ourselves. Oh, it's me, self-pity. Look at the condition I'm in. Why am I in this situation? I've been there many, many times. Oh, I'm so thankful for the Word of God. So I've spoken these things unto you that in me you might have peace. You wonder why you don't have peace, brothers and sisters? You're looking for peace in all the wrong places.
Amen.
I think there's a song or something in there like that. It's love, I think. We're looking for the peace that this world cannot give. Jesus says the peace that I have to give is not of this world. You're going to find yourself in discouragement and ready to give up because you're not having the peace of Christ in your heart. It's easy to get discouraged. Aren't you glad that when we're in that situation, if you're there tonight, I pray that the cry of your heart is just, give me Jesus. He is all that you need. Do you believe that though? Or do you want to believe all the lies and the discouragement and the things that have gotten you to that position? Maybe he has given you the hardships of the things that you're going through to give him more honor and glory. Have you considered that? Most of the time you don't. Oh, be of good cheer. Christ has overcome the world. I love the simple truth Matthew chapter 6. About those who are in your Christian walk tonight, not as close to the Lord as you need to be. You might have a little bit, you might have lack of purpose, maybe a lack of direction. Maybe you're kind of stuck. Maybe you were on fire. You were doing those things. You were close to the Lord. You were feeling His presence. You were being obedient to Him. And then all of a sudden, you just kind of hit a roadblock and you're just kind of stuck. Start getting complacent. What's going on? Oh, Jesus tells us in Matthew 6. 24, that no man can serve two masters. You'll hate the one and love the other. He'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I'll tell you, there's a time when sometimes we get stuck and maybe not to the point of discouragement and ready to give up hope, but a time where we get distracted. And all of our focus starts to be on the things of this world instead of the things that be of God. And then if you get down with the Lord and desire Him to show you what's really going on in your heart, and He starts to reveal in you that you'll come to church and you'll play the role as a Christian, but yet your heart is far from Him. That you'll amen the sermon on Sundays and walk out of here and it not change you. And you come to find out that you're loving the world a little too much than you should and not loving Him. This is a real battle and struggle that we deal with, brothers and sisters. Jesus says in the 21st verse, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Our hearts in this situation, brothers and sisters, needs to be the same as we've been speaking of all night. Just give me Jesus. We finish up. Listen. Jesus speaks about these things in Scripture for our good. For our benefit. He does not want our lives to be stagnant. He does not want our lives to be walking alone. He does not want us in the situation that we find many of our churches in. I truly believe that the desire of every born-again Christian who has been saved by God's grace has a desire within them to what? Follow Jesus. Do you feel that tonight? Is that in your heart? The Lord has helped me to see in my life how wretched of a sinner that I truly am. And I'm thankful for it. It hurts, but I'm thankful. Do you really desire Christ more in your life than what you are portraying in the outward person that you are? I will tell you, I get sick and tired of trying to fake being a Christian. Don't you? Isn't it the times when you are walking close to Christ, when He is walking with you and indwelling in your heart and just giving you His peace and His love? Now, that doesn't mean that all your life is perfect, and that doesn't mean that we're not going through trials and tribulations, but when He is there with you, isn't that the sweet spot?
Yeah.
When you're able to walk one foot in front of the other, even though it may not be pleasant, you might be weeping tears of pain, but you're able to rejoice with Him because He's right there with you, that you are yoked right there with Him. And it is just so good to be in His presence, even though the world around you is coming apart. Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Oh, it's so good and easy when we're up on the mountaintop praising Jesus. Oh, but boy, it's so sweet when we're down in the valley. He's right there with us. Jesus says to His disciples, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow Me. You know, Jesus doesn't have any gray area here. Jesus did not mince words. He did not say, "Oh, you could do it every once in a while. You could deny yourself maybe just a little bit here and there." If we want to truly follow Christ, we've got to deny ourselves, brothers and sisters. But I guess before that, you have to figure out if you truly want to follow Christ. Because the prescription is very costly. If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself. Oh, we're so selfish people. Take up his cross and follow Me. And He says, those whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And those who will lose their life for My sake shall find it. He was talking to His disciples here. I know, unfortunately, what it's like to try to live my life for myself, to do what I want to do in my life, to have the career that I want to have in my own life, to chase the dreams and the aspirations that I had. All while being saved. And I'll tell you, my life is pretty miserable. And the beautiful part about Jesus is His word is true. When He says, if you lose your life for My sake, what He's meaning is denying yourself. He means to let go of the things of this world. And I'll tell you, when we get to that spot where we want Jesus more than anything else, I'm talking to us saved people, you're going to find your life. Why? Is because He is our source. He is the way, the truth, and the life, brothers and sisters. What is the cry of your heart tonight? Are you okay with being stuck where you're at? Are you okay just being mediocre? Listen, young Christians, there is no excuse. If you want to try to serve and wait to serve the Lord when you're hit certain milestones, then you're wrong. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You're wrong. If the Lord has saved your soul, He wants you to follow Him now. Amen. He doesn't want you to go and live your life for yourself. He doesn't want you to wait until you graduate high school to serve Him. He doesn't want you to wait until you graduate college to start serving Him. He wants all of you now. There's no waiting. What is the cry of your heart tonight, brothers and sisters? Are you okay with where you're at? Or do you want Jesus more? You don't mind, I would love to have Do-Re-Mi, those who went to Do-Re-Mi this year, if they wouldn't mind to sing that song, Just Give Me Jesus. This song was written by Brother Bobby Bradley. You know, sometimes the Lord works in sending people to us. The Lord works in many different ways. Sometimes He works through a sermon, through His Word, through His Spirit. Y'all come up and get ready. Sometimes the Lord works through song. I want you to listen to the words of this song. If you're not where you need to be with the Lord, this is a wonderful place to come and pray. If your heart is dull and far from Christ, this is a wonderful place to come and pray. This is not just for sinners. Do you want Jesus more in your life? It's not up to me. I need Him more in my life. I want the Lord to show up in our services. I want Him to show up in my daily walk with Him. I need Him. Don't you? Sinner friend, if you are lost and in your sin, you need Jesus tonight. May the cry of your heart be that you need Jesus more than anything. Because I'm telling you, you're not going to get it in this world. He's your only hope tonight. All of our problems is solved in Christ.
I want to tell Brother Justin tonight how much I appreciate transparency. You know, as children of God, we need to be transparent. It authenticates our message when we're transparent. I mean, he just got up here for the last 45 minutes and preached to us about spiritual warfare and battles that he's going through. And I appreciate that because you know what? I do too. I go through all that stuff too, just like he did. And you know what? Every single one of us, if every single person in here was honest and transparent, every one of us would be saying, hey, I go through it too. I go through it too. And I'll tell you, you want to have an effect on a lost and dying world, you want to witness for the Lord Jesus, be transparent. Tell people about your struggles. Tell people about how you had to turn to the Lord and the Lord helped you. We need Jesus. All of us do. But that transparency is powerful. And I find that so often, we don't have it as much as we ought to. We come to the house of God and pretend like our lives are perfect. We come to the house of God and pretend like we don't have any problems. We pretend like we've never had an argument with our spouse. Our kids don't ever have an issue or a problem. Just everything's good and perfect all the time. Listen, that's not reality. That is not reality. The Christian must depend upon Jesus. And it's not just for salvation. As he said, salvation is the beginning. But we need to depend upon Jesus for every issue and every problem that we have. And we have problems and we have issues. We need the Lord. I appreciate that tonight. I appreciate that transparency. I'll tell you, you want to be effective in a Christian witness, be transparent with people. Tell them about how that you've struggled and you have problems and you sin, and the Lord has helped you. The Lord has helped you. Because that's the truth, is it not? That's the truth. The truth is that we sin and we have problems and we struggle and we have difficult personalities, and the Lord has helped us with that. And we praise him tonight. We praise him. I appreciate the message very much and the transparency. What about you tonight? Lord knocking on your heart to be transparent, to stand up in a group like this and share what the Lord has helped you with? If he is, I want to encourage you to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Following the leadership of the Holy Spirit is not just testifying about when you got saved. I mean, that's wonderful, and it's great, and God does that a lot. But you know, we not only get saved by faith, but we live by faith, and the Lord helps us along in our walk. And I'll tell you, sometimes people need to hear about how that you've struggled, and God has helped you after you got saved. Anything on your heart tonight?